attempt to cover all we have to cover in a limited amount of time. So you have to forgive me for saying things very quickly and almost by reference. You know, yesterday, Shiva made a lot of references to Hilchos Matilas Yadayim, which we weren't able to go into the details of because of the time constraints, but I gave you the Makara, so you can look it up. I gave you some Makara Kuf. About the Shir Kedayas Kebetza. They tell you a Chiddush Nifla in the Chus Brachas from Kuf Samach Zayin and the Ramah. Again, we don't have time to read it inside. I apologize, but we have to do what we can. Do what we can do. Okay, here we are. Here we are discussing the question of the Akiras HaShulchan. Akiras HaShulchan. Our Shulchan, we know, is big. Can't pick up the whole shulchan. You just can't do it. So we saw in our Tosis, they explained this. Tosis says we can no longer do it. Tosis lama dafke shalahen sheng tanim shalana sheng dola miketora dola vakiroso nagu l'salak akor l'tzad echad l'levi kakira shulchan. This is the way which is found in Tosfos. They move it to the side. Okay? Move it to the side. Now, there is a question. Maybe the word shulchan doesn't mean shulchan. Well, that shulchan means a table, right? Who said? Maybe the word shulchan is slang for what we call in our language, in our slang, the kara. The kara. Look at Rashi. Ve'enobin es ha-shulchan. And Sarah like Bia Kahara. Now, it's true Rashi is a different shot. Rashi doesn't mean Mistalik, Rashi just means to pick it up. But nonetheless, the word Shulchan and Rashi speak seems to mean the Kahara. The Kahara. Okay? Not only that, there's another minig, which the Rashbam quotes. Take a look at the Rashbam, an interesting minig. Rashbam quotes a minig which some people do to this day in a slightly modified way. Second very wide line. V'yesh shenogel nagbias ha-ka'ara. Here we go. Again the word kara. Shulchan with the kara. A different ala kaf. It's probably a type should be ala kosev. Before I should say, you put it on your shoulder. And then what do they do? And they walk around and they say, this is matzah. And then mish'arosam tzuros al-shichma. Right? Pasuk in Parashat Bo. That's what this is all about. So again there, the idea of Shulchan meaning the Kara, once again, is found. It's found. Good. That's now, that was left over from yesterday. We now come to a very important point. It's going to come up a number of times in today's shiur, maybe even tomorrow as well. The Gemara has over here, Kuf says, Rav and Beis towards the bottom, as we keep moving through. The Gemara tells us that the permit of Akira says, Shulchan and Shiakira Tinokos. Tells us a story. Abaya Abay Yosef Kameh, the rabbi, Chazad the Kamadli Taka Mikameh, picked up the table from in front of him. Amalu Adayin Lo Kachi Linon, we didn't eat yet. That's a back. Good. He asked the question. Hit the jackpot. Okay. Atu Osu Kamakri Taka Mikameh, why are you taking the table? We haven't eaten yet. Amalu Rabba, oh! Home run! Patrosan Miloma Manishtana. The whole point of Manishtana is to ask questions. You already asked the question. You asked the question. You don't need to say Manishtana to the simple level. You don't have to say it anymore. What did Rashbam say? We asked Rashbam. The Tanya the Kamon. Chocham b'no sholo. Vimlam sholo liatzmo. Manishtana. The cave on shesholo ulonu. Manishtana. Why do you take away the table? Einanu tzricho loma Manishtana. El hoshev al dvarov. Get an impression, simple pshat in the Gemara. Everyone knows, I'm sure you in your youth, everyone in this room, gefret the fear kashis. I don't know if you said it in Yiddish, but everybody asked the four questions at the table. Everyone is a rite of passage of every youngster. Huh? Anyone in this room would never ask the four questions? Never, ever. Everyone asked, this is growing up. Is every Jewish boy, and from my perspective, girl, an egalitarian here, experience. You have to ask the question. You have to ask the full question. Everyone, no. For carrot. If you're a good kid, and you're sharp, and he asks a different question, you don't have to ask his manishtah at all. What do you mean? I want to ask the manishtah. You ready? You know? What the Gemara? You patrasa milav manishtah. If you imagine this, a scandal. They didn't say manishtah. Why? Because they asked a different question. What question? Asked, why did you remove the table? I ripped off. I memorized the full questions and I knew it in Yiddish. And some punk, that's come punky kid, that's why you remove the kara. Okay, milav manishtah. This is gonna be a tragedy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But is he asking the question for the right reason, like the same?
The whole point is to make kids ask questions. That's the push-up shot. And that's how the Maharil says. Maharil says beferish. I have a Maharil. Bring me tomorrow the Maharil. I have down to the base marriage. Minhagi Maharil. Should have brought it up. That's how you learn. That's a simple pshat. Now it's interesting. Take a look in the. In your Mishnah Brewers, please. Tof Ayin Gimel Siv Zayin in the Rambam. Please open up. Tof Ayin Gimel Siv Zayin in the Rambam. Rambam says, Uksha Beno Isha Shoeles Ein Sorek Loma Manishtana Lemaskal Avodim. Maril. It's another Maril. What happens if the son or the wife asks Manishtana? There's no need to say it, you have to say it again. That's a whole different zog. That means, you might have thought, look, I'm the Bala Seder. I say every single word from, starting from, I don't know where, from Holach Banya, straight until the very end. No! There is one paragraph I don't say. What's that paragraph called? Manishtana, because my son says it, or my daughter says it, or my wife says it, or my grandson says it. Right? So therefore, that's what the Ramah is saying. That's not the same as we just saw in Rashbam. Rashbam said, if someone asks a question, why did you pick up the car? You don't say, no one says the Manishtana. Not the mother said it, not the kids, nobody. It's not a whole different shot in the Ramo said. No? They're two different, completely different shots in what's going on over here. Take a look at Ramo side in the back. Otsa Beforshim, Yalka Beforshim, on our daf. Actually, it's on Kufta Zayin Amanah. They had two big mothers, the same expression. Patrosa Milama Manishtana, I'll get to it later. And there in Kuf Tezayin, Omar Aleph, what they call over here, Nemuke HaGriv. Nemuke HaGriv says the following, fascinating. Patrosa Milama Manishtana, I am Tosis. What did Tosis say? Well, let's take a look at the Tosis yet. What does it say in Tosis? Tosis says Kedei. What does it say? Kedei. What's Kedei? Kedei Shiakiru Atinokos V'Yishalu. Zok Tosis. Koloma. Once the kid already asked, why did you pick up the car? We didn't eat yet. He'll then ask four more questions. Lo yipotim imanishtana from the Mishnah. Vahidi Abaye. What Abaye? He said, Abaye asked, why do you remove the tape of the car? Lo pirish agamor l'tchila sheiloso. I would call this a dochem shah. That tells us the same shah. And when the Gemara said, Abai asked, why did you remove the table? He really meant to ask, why did you remove the car? And by the way, Daddy, what about Matsumura? What about the Trila? And then what about the Subu? Hey. But if that's how Tosis says, that could be the Ramah's pshat. Ramah learned, not the pshat that you exempted the whole Manishtana. I have to have Manishtana. But I don't have to say it. The kid says it's good enough. Look at the grave here. The Bishelas Lama Gbata Kara Sagi Nuki Agriv. We saw it all on the Kuf Tezayat. The Pashu Pshat the Gemara is like the Maharash. That's a simple Pshat. But the Tosis and the Mind the Ramah apparently disagree. Fine. Comes the Chasam Sofer and based himself on the Rambam. You all have the Rambam, you can look at the Rambam in the back. I'll try to have the Rambam over here. Find my real Rambam. Perek Ches, Halacha Beis. Perek Ches, Chamutzumatza, Locha Beis, the Rambam writes as follows. Every word in Rambam is counts. Perek Ches, Locha Beis. V'chakach, Okrin, HaShulchan, V'mekori, HaGodol, L'vado. U'mos, V'nakos, HaSheni. V'kan, HaBein, Shoah. Where does that come from? The Mishnah Kufta Zayin. Mosgulo kos sheni v'kana ben sho. Right? Verbatim. He quotes the Mishnah verbatim. Okay? Then it says in the Rambam, v'omer ha-kore manishtad. Who's the kore? Who's the kore? The father. Wow. The father. So comes along the chasam sofer. And it's Haggah on the Shulchan Aruch, right here, Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Siv Zayin, with the following comment. He says, Lashon HaRambam, Kana Ben Shol, Omer HaKor Manashana, Mashma, Shakore HaGod Yomer Manashana, Uve Gemara Mashma, Im HaBein Shoel, Lo Yomer HaKor El Avodah Mayinu. So why is the Rambam saying that the Kore has to say Manashana? Yes.
Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel says, "Vetzarech Hashul Shina Ve'Azek Deishiru Habani Mishalu Biyomu Manishana." It seems like the Ben has to say it there.
Yeah, okay, that's correct. Perek Zayin Halacha what?
Gimel.
You're supposed to try to make all kinds of changes. Kadesh what?
Mishalu Biyomu Manishana.
Zalalelos. Hach Yoshev Lehem Ve'Omer. Fine. But maybe it's enough to say Manishtan Elazeh Mikol Alelos that you poured a second cup, you picked up the kara. He never said Manishtan Shemchol Alelos. He didn't say that. So keep that in mind. This is a Chasam Sofer's question over here, Rabosai, against the Rambam. He doesn't understand it. We'll see soon. We'll see soon. Interesting. The Rashmi Palaiza. What that comment on the running comment they printed in Or HaZeruah on the Yotzel the Shabbos HaGadol, we keep talking, we keep loving, of Yosef Tovelim, he says, you know what? Mitzvah Lishol Liatzmo. You ask yourself, Manashtar. We'll come back to asking yourself later in the Gemara. Fascinatingly, even amazingly, more amazingly, if you look at the Maril, again, that's there, called our Girsa. They have the Machon Yerushalayim version downstairs? I think so. I should have brought it up. They quote a different Gersa. But our Gersa says, and the most incredible thing you've ever heard in your life, that when it says that Padras and Niloma Manishtana, you know what it really means? Manishtana, etc. Who wants to guess when the etc., etc., etc. comes to an end? It's literally incredible. What's there? What's that? How do you guess? He knows it. Correct. Exactly so.
What could be more incredible?
That's right. What could be more incredible? The Maril quotes the Bar, the Rabbeinu Simcha, that once the kid says Manishtana, this is table, a big time saver. I can now begin from a Gamliel over. It's augers. It's augers. How can you explain this? I'm going to give you a bekitza one explanation, because you shouldn't forget later. I have a shtickle Torah I already told you already last week. My shtickle Torah runs as follows. The Haggadah is divided into two parts. Two Mishnayos, right? The Mishnah, the Kuf Tezayin, the two Mishnayos. First Mishnah has the whole Manishtana, and the second Mishnah has the Gamliel alone. I told you that the first one is the freestanding mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the second one is the one that's connected to Pesach, Matzah, and Moro. So it could be that the Maraheinu Simcha, again, if this Girsa is correct, printed in all the standard Girsa, has a Chiddush Nifla Menaira. The whole point of part one, the whole point of the entire part one, is to get children to ask. A Chiddush Neira. But the Chiddush Neira is based on my Chiddush. I said, Tzvei Dinah, the Haggadah is divided in half. A really sharp line of division. The first day we call it Zochar Sayom Hazeh, we call it in the Rambam speak. And the second half is we got to Levincha. They were Malik Rav Magana. But put that aside for the moment. It's two halves. But the Chiddush Neira of Rabbi Nesimcha is that the entire purpose of part one is to get the children to ask. Once he asks, skip all the way to Rabbi Gamliel alone. It is mind-boggling. Even after my explanation, but that's what you have to say to explain the Rabbi Mesnicha. But look it up, read it tomorrow, bring it in, I'll read it to you, and then we'll see the other gerusa, which makes the whole thing lad out, which may be the best way out. Yes, sir?
Wouldn't Manashana be at the end, according to that?
What do you mean?
That you should have the entire Adam, like all these things, and then Manashana is at the very end.
You're right. The question is going to become according to Rabbi Mesnicha. So when you should never, the Sultan should, according to Aragon, it should never happen. Rabbi Mesnicha is saying, you ask the question, you part the Manashana until the end. So when the kid asks Manashtan is straight, it should also pass until the end. That's the big question. Well, what's he talking about? So I should have brought it. Please, tomorrow, we bring in Rabbi Mesnicha, we bring in the Ma'aril, and we'll see the words, and we'll see if this child holds water. We'll go into my Shtikul Torah again. It's going to keep coming up when we get to the Gemara on the base. So we'll come back. Okay, we'll come back to Rabbi Mesnicha. We have to go in a particular order. Otherwise, it's impossible. Yeah, we have to try to go in a certain order. Okay. The Gemara has over here on the last few lines of Kufta Zavavez. Omer Shmuel. Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Alav Dvorim. Kanina Mihoch, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Alav Dvorim. Harbe, oho! What the Harbe? What is Harbe? Rabbeinu Chananel, Pirish. Omer Olav Hagoda. And what's the definition of Hagoda? Matzazu She'onu Ochlin. This is my Shtikul Torah. This is me speaking there, Rabbeinu Chananel. I told you a chiddush in the Rambam. Udvarim elu kulam dikra god. Rab Chaim has said dvarim elu kulam the entire perek, from beginning to the end. Perek zayin locha aleph beis gimel dalet hey. Ani akotin, me, little me, said no. Dvarim, it's a gzera shor. Dvarim. He starts off koshlam ashlosha dvarim. He says dvarim elu kulam dikra god. Means these three dvarim, and that's it. That's that god. The Rabbeinu Chananel said so. Lechem dvarim harbe. Omalav hagod. What's that god though? Matzazu, what happened to Maxwell House? What happened to the whole Agoda? What do you mean? See, that's my right from the Rambam. But the Rambam said, when do you bring the Matzahs back? When we have this. But Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's called Agoda. Before that's not called Agoda at all. It's called the Prelim. I'm not going to Rabbi Simcha. You can just skip it with impunity. But even so, it's a different thing. That's called Zachar. You want to give it a name? I'll give it a name. I'll call it Zechira. Zechira. I have a new name on both sides. And you sell it next time. Now, this is the Rambam's Haggadah. Zechira v'Haggadah. Zechira starts, we won't call it Magad, we'll call it Zohar. Well, the word Zohar will start from Holach Ma'anya, and then it'll be the word by Magad, we printed Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's radical, but I think that's how we should do it. If Maxwell House will print it, we'll call it Maxwell House, Zechira v'Haggadah. I like that. Marketing, Rabbi Gamliel. Okay? The Rav said it, no? What he said, Om Alav Hagoda Matazu. I think it's a riot of mind about Torah. I think so. Now, it's interesting, it's a Rashi. The Rashi, you can turn back to Lamed Vav, you can save time looking at the Likutei Rashi over here. Shagorim Olav Esahalel, Ve'orim Olav Hagoda. Rashi back on that Lamed Vav says that. So he has both. I have two kashas. One, I raised it before, the order is reversed. What's going on over here? Halachas before Hagoda? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, what? Your matzahs are there when you make say halal? Not my table. My table, my wife clears up the whole table before it comes to bench. You know, matzahs there. Yeah.
Some people just have
matzahs
on the table until, like, after
it's done. Yeah. Well, let's, okay. We'll have a vote in this room, Rabbi Sag. In how many homes is there a kpeda to leave the matzahs on the table till after the halal is done? Did you hear? No? At least you.
Not
potato,
but
I have plenty of crumbs on my table. Yeah, that we do. But we do
it. I don't do it, but I think I've seen people.
They leave it with that. Usually in our house, I'll be home when you finish that, whatever's there, then we'll clear things away. It'll be like it should be a little bit neat. He's saying, yeah, I'm sorry.
Isn't there something to leave some
challenge? Yeah, we have some crumbs. Something left, but not Badafka because of this reason. Anyway, that's my second question. The issue itself, the Meiri is the best formulation. He says, Hagoda v'hascholos halel. That's perfect. That's what the matzahs are there. The Meiri, you gotta love the Meiri. He says it straight. Rashi's going up. Rav Zsolti has in his sefer. Rav Zsolti's son-in-law last night at a wedding. I will tell you stories, but I just don't have time for stories. Maybe one day we have time. Remind me that I met him. It was Rabbi Eichenstein. Shalita, his father, was the chief rabbi of St. Louis, and he was close to my wife's family from St. Louis, but for another talk. Yes?
We do also say the first part of Hallel when the Matzah is still there.
We do.
Right.
Havada. That's the Miri. You say, Haggadah, the first part of Hallel. He says it straight out. It's not there by Hallel after the meal. Mrs. Meiri was neat. Mrs. Meiri took it away. So I'm a first Meiri. What do you know? We don't know about Mrs. Meiri. You pick it up from here. She took it away. In France, you know, southern France, particularly neat. Okay, anyway, back to Aranyan. Rav Zsolti says he thinks the shaila about whether the challah belongs or not. The Rock said no, and Rashi said yes. Depends on the famous shaila of whether the challah and El Pesach is daraisa. Rashi says yes. That's the shot of the pasuk, and the Rock says no. We spoke about this a little bit when we learned challah way back Hanukkah time. I don't have time to go back to it now, and then we'll see. So now Rabbi says go for it. We have over here on the Kuf Tezayin and Aleph. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer Mitzvah, Karosis is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, Rabbi Osai. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, the Pirush of Mishnah, Yisla Rambam. On this Mishnah, you have the new Gemaras in the back, all the way in the back. After the Tosefta. It's on page Chav Dalet in our print. Zok the Rambam. It's what's called Mishnah Gimel. The Rambam says towards the end of Mishnah Gimel, it's on the right side, the first white line on the bottom. Rav Lezer Ritzolik Omer Charosis Mitzvah L'dato Shechayev Odom Levorech. Catch this now. Asher Kitshonim Ritzosav Tzivano Al Achilas Charosis. Woo! Woo! My mind in these, believe it or not. Then he says Ve'en Allah. Alright, it's a very nice theoretical Rambam to make a brach we never heard of. Was Ein Halach, that's what he writes over here in the Pirush of Mishnahs. Okay. Look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halach Yudav. You should have it in the back, I hope. Perek Zayin, Halach Yudav from Rambam. Hacharoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Whoops. What's wrong with this picture? I steer it to Pirush of Mishnahs. We don't pass the Gelazim Rosh, by the Gelazim Rosh. Zechel, the tip, etc., etc. He tells you how to make it. What does he not say? Bracha. So it's a double whammy stira. Here he says, what? In Pirush Mishnayos, that it's a quarter of a lazer, we're telling you to make a bracha, we don't pass it that way. We pass it, it's not a mitzvah. And here he says, it is a mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. Yes?
In Pirush Mishnayos, he's saying it's not a mitzvah, or just you don't make a bracha?
Right.
Ah.
Ah.
Ah. Well, how? Like usually when he says Ve'ein Halacha, what does it usually mean? We don't pass like this Tana, right? I mean, he often says Ve'ein Halacha. Part of the mandate of Pirush Mishnayos, which was his own intro to Yad HaChazaka in certain ways, was determining Halacha. Rambam was just a mefarish. It's called the Pirush Mishnayos. But he will almost always tie it a paskin in Machlokas HaTanoim. Machlokas HaMaror, we often will get into it. It's not in the words of the mission. Yes, sir.
And I just think, is there definitely a machlokas whether Harosis is a mitzvah or not? Because maybe you can say that.
That's a simple pshat. I mean, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozom has a mitzvah, means a Tanakhama has no mitzvah. To get rid of the bugs or of the poison. Kappa.
I mean, can you maybe say, like, they all hold it's a mitzvah, just maybe how strong of a mitzvah?
Could be. Could be.
The question would be is that if since we have the suffix, you wouldn't make a bracha.
Could be. Some say Rabbi Masufi. Where I come from, that's not an answer. Rabbi wasn't sure. Where we come from, Rabbi was always sure. He was sure. we didn't go for this stuff. Okay, the Lechem Mishnah, he backed out. Nira Shechazah, Makami Mashachazah, the Pirush Mishnayos. But he has a question, so why don't you make a bracha? You in the Pirush Mishnayos said, he backed out from everything. He backed out, A, from how the Pesach is, and he backed out, B, if it's a mitzvah, do you make a bracha? Double backed out. Okay, possible. Rambam is entitled to back out. He's entitled. He backed out of both. That's one way. The Tosfos Yontif, Rabbi Osai, you all have it in front of you. Take a look. You have it in the back. You have your Pirush Mishnayos. So whatever Tosfos Yontif. Same page. Kav Dalet. Page Chav Dalet in the Mishnayos. Here it is. Tosis Yontif. Put them in the bottom. Mitzvah. Because of a Rambam, he quotes it. V'chibura pasak him also for exam mechus kavim pesach. Means kavim to matzah. Why? Why did he pass like him? For the pligi am a royal ibei. Could it cause him a magid? Will be kavim kavim perek ches, the cause of shabroch ha-shem ha-baruch ha-nol. Why not? V'tama the cause of atur sim atop ayin hei. She'ein ha-baruch ha-nol charoz has av ha-pishu mitzvah. You know why? Pishu tofer le-maror. It's not a, it's a mitzvah. It doesn't want the bracha because it's not an independent mitzvah. It's a dip. Very nice. Very, very, very nice. Very, very nice. So the Mekemes HaMishnah says, Yovar Pinyam. And even according to the Kama, it's a mitzvah. But there's no bracha because it's tough for the Mara. So that's what we pass him. Not like our Blazer Rav Tzadik who says you actually make a bracha. The truth is, if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, he tells us a mitzvah, read the Rambam. Zayin Yav. What is a mitzvah? Let's read together. Hakaros is mitzvah divrei sof. Zeicha letit. Shirov dem mitzrayim. The ketzad also the welcome to tarmen of rogos. Da 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 da. Umeviin also al shulchan lelei haPesach. You get the impression the mitzvah is not the achilah, it's the hava. He doesn't say it's about eating it over here. In Perek Zayin he says it's a mitzvah. He doesn't say a single word about eating it. Just bring it. Interesting mitzvah. Bring it. All the other mitzvahs, achilas matz, achilas mar. He says, bring it. That's a simple read of the Rambam. You just bring it. So of course, you can't make a bracha achilas charos. It's not meant to eat it. When you torvel, he holds everything is in charos. Perek ches of both sides. Halacha aleph. Gives you the whole story. What to bring to the table, right? To bring everything to the table. And then he says, Rabbos, the Rambam writes, let's say in Perek Ches, Halacha Ches, he says, amazing Kiddush. What do you do? Take the matzah, umetabel b'charoses v'yochel. Says the Ravid, ze hevel. In all language, that's ridiculous. How dare? It's hevel. It's ridiculous. Why? If the Mefarshim explained, if the reason for the charoses, because the kappa, because there's either poisons or worms in the lettuce, what does it do with matzah? What does it have to do with matzah? So Rabbeinu Manoach gives some kind of answer which is not to be understood too well. I don't know what it means. Get the impression of Osai, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is the hava, and everything you eat, based on night, must be dipped in charoses. What was the first thing to be chos called the Rambam? The very first. Anyone remember? Karpas. Karpas, yeah, everything goes. Whatever the rabbi said, eat, dip a charos. That's Rabbi Shita. Okay, but it's not an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a hava. But there's no mitzvah independently. Tanakama holds it's not a mitzvah. Kappa, we don't pass that way. That's what we have to understand it. Fine. This is the issue. I also have a question to ask you. Shabbachol, there's on a matilin. I feel a pamachas. Halayla hazeh. What? Shtei pa'amim. What are the shtei pa'amim? Come on, what are the shtei pa'amim? Karpas and more. When I was a kid, we set it out, no? Yeah? We did karpas and salt water and more. No, they don't tell you that, say that in school. You know, the mission is not good enough. What's the obvious kasha?
We're dipping more here.
Going to the Rambam.
We're dipping more, but can you just answer that up there?
Three times, easy. Karpas, matzah and more. Yeah.
Can you just answer that up that with the karpas you're dipping it into salt water and here you're dipping things into charoses?
Well, the ram, everything in charoses. So that's
so two different things dipped into. You can do it by what's dipped into.
I don't know. So the Prichodesh is this question. Prichodesh says the Mishnah goes according to the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds charoses only Mishnah Kappa, only by the Moror. And according to the Ramam Maskal Allah, go to the Rabbi of the Ram Sadek, it's Taka three times. So we'd have to readjust. What did he think of Avraham and Rambam? What did he ask at his father's table? Avraham Alai told him, you have to answer your question. Hello, there's Shlosha Pamim. Because I actually have to change the text. I don't know if we have any record of that, but that's what the Fichosh implies. That our mission goes according to the Tanakhama. From Rambam Paz, the Rambam Tog, after Alai Lazer, Shlosh Pamim.
Four.
Okay, so you could say that that's, okay. Yeah. He gets Binyamin's answer. He says, everyone holds it's a mitzvah. Everyone holds a mitzvah. But there's no bracha because it's tovel to the bar. That's what we pask it. Pask the Tanakhama.
So what does it mean when the Tanakhama says it's a shus?
It means it's not an independent mitzvah. And if it's not an independent mitzvah, there's no bracha. We pask it in effect like Tanakhama. It's not an independent mitzvah, there's no bracha. But it is a mitzvah. Everything is a mitzvah. Not only because of kappa. But yeah, that's what you said. You look it up. Yes.
It could be that
Marishana
comes to Shabbos and says, before the meal, after you've done the first. No, but it's the first tibul, which is that's the shinui. That's the one that's weird. You know that there's going to be tibul during the meal.
Could
it's
be.
Not, at this point, you see.
Could it be, or make it say a different twist. At least according, we won't have it around now. Whatever. I don't want to spend too much time on this question. But look up the pre-chodesh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara tells us how to deal with the karp, with the charos. I want an honest answer from the Talmidim, how you deal with it. The Gemara is over here in the first line of Kuk Tetzvah Mibay, the very top. Sarach l'shkauei b'charos m'shem kappa. What does that mean, l'shkauei? What does l'shkauei mean? Give me a good translation. What does l'shkauei mean?
Immerse.
To sink it. Right? The whole thing should be completely immersed in the charos, which obviously has to be very liquidy. You're going to be able to immerse the entire lettuce into this charos. The Rambam left it out. They see at the top, Maimini Perek Ches, Halacha Vav, and Ches. Let's see if the initiative is correct. Ches Halacha Vav. What does he say? Halacha Vav. Korech Matzu Moro Keachad Metadol V'Charoises. Metadol V'Charoises. That's true. Metadol V'Charoises. Doesn't say anything about Nishtor L'Shkuei. Nothing at all. And again in Halacha Ches, Metadol V'Charoises. Not about L'Shkuei. How can it be? So the Bach explained to Rabbi Osai that the Torah requires Lashkiel. The Rambam says no. Why? Because the Gemara of Osai reject it. Look what it says. Isar Dayach Lo Noga Lo Tzor L'Shkuei Netila Zedayim Lovely. What's it? Lo Noga. No, but Dil Maliola Meimalach Lo Tzor L'Shkuei. I how gonna kill the Kappa? The Kappa Meirechamites. Lovely Netila Zedayim Dil Mamashkuei. Maybe. Implying that really there's no need to do it. So the Bach says the Torah learned that that's what's called a dichuya b'alma. We never got off the top line of the daf that there really is a halacha you're required to do l'shkuei. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha l'maisa. Tov ayin hey sif aleph. Open your Mishnah Berurah. Tov ayin hey sif aleph. It's quoted the halacha. Quoted the halacha. What does it say over here? V'yishakenu, page 170, the last line. V'yishakenu kulo b'charoses. Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. Kedei lahamis eres shebetocho. Who in this room ever puts the charoses? Who does this? Nobody. Achor is usually too sick to do it anyway. How can that be? Read the Mishnah Berurah further. V'yesh v'komos. She'ein no'agin l'shakeya kulo. Elevatibul miktsaso Baruch Hashem, we are justified by a yesh omri yesh mekomos found over here in the Mishnah Berurah. That's interesting. The Mechaber himself, who said you have to put in completely, said v'lo yeshenu besocho shelo yivotel tamari uso. That's a Gemara, right? With a small basis, the sixth line. Onishi inish mora b'charoses dilma agav chelid tablin v'vatla lemurei b'intam mora v'leka. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And then it says in Shulchan Aruch of years more, v'tam zek on Rabbeinu Yonah, Sarach, next page, lenar acharoses me'olav. I know people, they love charoses. You ever see that? You ever saw it? They love it. And they take, they mamush eating the charoses with relish. It is a relish, they love it. Against the Mefurosh and Mechaber, Rabbeinu Yonah. You know, like the Rambam Shita. Or like we saw who? A Kazayas. You saw someone say, the Kazayas of Charoses. Whoa. Yes?
Okay, I think you could bring a raya from the Gemara that the Shkuei doesn't mean diverse the whole thing, because the Gemara says that you shouldn't need Mechilas Yadayim because it's not going to touch. So if the whole thing is immersed, it should be obviously your hands are going to touch the
Gemara. In any event, the Pri Chodesh says that the Rif and the Rambam left out Tzolus school. You know why? They don't hold for the whole thing. They don't hold for the whole thing. And he adds, I guess it's Nitzche. And he adds, and by the way, we don't have this kappa. It disappeared. Like many other these either physical or metaphysical dangerous things. The Rambam, quote the Hasidim, he left that because he destroyed them himself with his own bare hand. Rambam left that chain, so he killed the chain. Rambam. Superman. He killed the chain. I don't know, that's what the Hasidim say. But whatever it may be. He left out the kappa, you know, if it's not mutzui, we pass the Mishnah Mitzvah. If a mitzvah is enough to have tibul alone. That's what the Rosh Hashanah quotes over here. Take a look over here in Yud Gimel Sharatzin, Pri Chodosh. Who could the Chuyah Shas, the Bereach, HaKarosah, Sagal Hamas, HaAres, Ve'enala Mishnah Mitzvah, Zeval Tapuach. And he also had the Pri Chodosh, which he doesn't quote. That, you know, we don't have kappa nowadays. Never. Fine. Where's the idea of Kazayas Charosis come from? You know where it comes from? You may remember. With that famous Mordechai, there were two Girisos. We never paid attention. We thought this was nuts. We have to just show it once inside. That same Mordechai, Korchon. That's the famous one that talks about the three Zeis in your mouth and your base of Leah at one time. That can be found over here in our text on page Lamed Hey. The last full paragraph, column two. Kamen v'azavaz v'yochol. Tirish, no, the kazayis matza, the kazayis maror, the kazayis what? Yeah. we never paid attention. We always skipped and went to Pesach. What's the original girsa? Kazayis what? Charoses. Wee. Take a look at your test in Migdei Yesha. Kazayis charoses. That was his girsa. Eini yodea minayelo kazayis zeh. All the kids love it. They love this. They love this one. They love it. They love it because it's charoses. Huh? Next thing you know, they want to have a chati beitzah charoses, not just a kazayas cup. And he says, "Lahuskar beposkim do adraba. Armina begamar lo lishi inish b'mora b'charoses. The lag of chuliyah that alei bei umitam the kotzer reiniona. Shetzor l'nara charoses miyolo. They shloyis b'atul tam b'rusa. It's two quotes. Emshin rasalom at shetzor b'lito kazayas charoses." Shishkaba Amora, lo shiyochala kazayas charoses. That, how can that be? But he's worried about three kazayas fitting in the base of bliya. If you don't have to eat it, what's he talking about? I don't know. Vatav tzor litol kazayas shem desrili gavelazar v'tchoros mitzvi. The called vachilas mitzvah tzor litol kazayas. Lo betan akama in a mitzvah. Lo shishkaba Amora mishum kapa. Smart. Rashal mochak min hasefer ay kazayas charoses. Yeah, vada. He put in kazayas pesach instead. Okay. I wanted to show you this gears exists, they'll tumble about it, and it would it exists. I'm not telling you we pass this way. No way that we pass in this way. It's impossible. The man, the Prima Garden, talks about it a tiny bit over here in Simon Tough Iron. What is it? Hey? Tough Iron Hey, I believe it is. One second. Ishken Okulo. Please. Goes to this whole issue over here, which, I'm not going to go into this right now. Let's now star Abosai the mission. Mazgulo Kos Shem. Part 2 of the Shia talks the mission. The kind of Ben Shaul about, he asks the question, mission. Kana ben shol, Rashi. Kana b'zigas kol sheni ben shol asolim. Manish tara achshav shemozgim kol sheni konam achila. That's a good question. Not found in the Mishnah, but kana ben shol. That's what he asks. The direct result of the previous action of b'zigas the second kol. Continues the Mishnah. V'ein das b'ben. He doesn't have enough brains. He asks this question. What did fill the second kos? Aviv Melamdo. What's he Melamdo? what we call in Yiddish, the fear kashes. The four questions. What are the four questions? Matzah, Maror, Tibul, and Seva. That's our four questions. We already pointed out the Mishnah has four different questions. They take out, they put in what's called Sli. They took out Seva. We spoke with this already a while ago. I'm not going to come back to it right now. Fine. But then it says at the end, after the four, the fear kashes, it repeats again. Well, if you thought the Shulben of Malamdo. You ever see a thing called FAQ? What's FAQ? That's what it is. Frequently FAQ. What they call them? Sample questions. Sample questions. But if you want to, if you don't know Shabbat, you can give them 10 questions, you can give them 2 questions. That's what the Rambam said. It says twice in the Mishnah. Right? It says in Ein Das Ben Oven Balamdo. Right? He should ask himself. You didn't, you teach him. What are you teaching? These are 4 sample questions. And then it concludes with the Vidat Shabbat of Malamda, more or less different. That's a simple read of the Mishnah. Yes, sir.
When it's talking, when the Mishnah says, does he mean that you teach him these 4 things to say these 4 things, or just like these topics?
No, actually, teach him to say these 4 things, like every other, like every Rebbe in school and Mora teachers nowadays. They fulfill what it says. The father should really do it, but the father's busy making money to pay the tuition for the teacher. So the teacher is the one who is the father's agent to teach the kids these 4 questions, and they come on, and they perform at the same night. They stand on a chair, on a table, whatever they do, they make them put on a hat, whatever, everybody wakes them up, make it exciting. That's what every, it's done in every Seder about them. Okay? That's what it says. That's the Parshat shot, and this, that's what it says. Okay. Against the Rashbam, what did Rashbam say? How did Rashbam understand these words? Rashbam understood the words, Rabbi Osai. Rashbam understood the words. Well, if you don't know Shalben Ovin Malamdo, this third wide line, in Maven Harbe Yafarish Hakol. That's the answer already. According to the Rashbam, this line explains the answer, not the question. Not the question. That's how the Rambam understood it. In Perek Zayin Alacha Beis, those who have it should look inside. Perek Zayin Alacha Beis, he also quotes this phrase of the Mishnah, if you don't know Shalben Ovin Malamdo, not the way I wanted to say Pshat within Rashi. He asked the teacher of the questions, no, the answers. Mitzvah of the Alabonim, Dara, Ketan, Vidat Lashabed, Olav Mulamdo, is a tippish. You say we would be, Avonim Ayinu, Timo Shiv Chazuak, whatever, Zebu Mitzrayim, and my Ben Godel of the Chacham, Odia Mashiel, the Mitzrayim, and Nisim Shanaz, all the Moshe Rabbein, and I call it Vidat Lashabed. He says, it's the answer. It's not the, question. It's not the question. Fine. This is what the Mefarshim explained. If you look at the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos, the Mahariach says, this is the Pshat, and if the kid, this is Beferish, asks the question, you need not say the 4 questions. The whole point is to get the kids involved. Once he asks you, Daddy, why'd you pour a second cup of wine, or why'd you pick up the Kara, there's no need to say the 4 questions. You go straight into the Avodah Meyinu against Tosfos. Against Tosfos. That's a push of the Gemara against Tosfos. Tosfos is a bit of a dog. Odd, can you look at the Mishnayos with the in the Ma'ariach and you'll see it. Now the Rambam has an incredible formulation. In Perikhes Halacha Beis. Look what he says. The words say jump at you. Umoz Genakos, you look inside. Umoz Genakos Hasheni V'kana Ben Shoa V'Omer HaKore Manishtana. What's this Omer HaKore? What does that mean? Get an impression like Rashi, right? He asks on the Mezigah, and the Koreh says, Manishtana. Rabosai, it's a case of mistaken identity that we teach our children to say Manishtana, according to the Ram. No, the Bala Seder says Manishtana. Read the Mishnah, just read it. Mazgalot Kol Sheni, V'kana Ben Shoel, Ovid. What does he ask? Why did you pour the second cup? Or why did you do Akira? Then it says, V'yemein das b'ben ovin malamdo. Then the father will teach the son how to ask a question. That's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah is something completely different. What's completely different? What's that? The Manishtana is part of the Nusach HaGadah. That's what he says. Finished. Amazing. Manishtana is part of the Haggadah. It goes all the way from Manishtana on till this Mishnah, till the next Mishnah, is all part of the Seder, of what's said by the Bala Seder. That's how the Rambam understood it. Amazing. It's interesting. When is the last time you heard somebody at the Seder ask the question, Daddy, why did you pour the second cup now? Our comments is, of course, that's the Mishnah, right? Mazalos kol sheni, the kanaven shalom. Obviously, you should ask him, why did you pour the kol sheni? Kam zi orach ha-shulchan. In that same paragraph I asked you to see yesterday. Top ayin gimel siv chafalot, the orach ha-shulchan. He writes as follows. He says, the kids are scripted, they ask the four questions, and that's all. And then he says something really wild. In the Manishtana, Kinyin, Magodlu Masecha Hashem, Alderech Haispalus, Magodlu Hashinuyim Balaylo Hazeh. Absolutely wild. Can you imagine that? I don't know why he uses the word she'ela. It's not a she'ela. Daddy, wow. Man, ishtana, wow. Different. This is unbelievable. No question mark at all. Why did he use the word she'ela if he opens derech ha'spalus? Exclamation point. Shouldn't be any question marks at all. In the same breath, puts an exclamation point and he calls it a she'ela. Sholim Manishtana. He calls it a question. Then in the next line, the next word. In the Manishtana, Magodlo Masech Hashem, Derech Ha'isfa. So make up your mind, Derech Ha'shulchan. Is it Sholim Manishtana or Mispalim Manishtana?
Colloquially.
Shale is colloquially. It's really Ispalis. Yeah. Okay. That could be exclamation. If you change it, Doc, if you have a punctuated agadah on both sides, cross out the question mark for an exclamation point.
Professor Steiner has not.
On this?
Yeah.
Bring it tomorrow. When you bring me the Maril, bring Dr. Steiner's dog. I want to have it by 9 o'clock so they'll have time to look at the Beis Medrash and comment on it. Dr. Steiner, my good friend, to be a member of my shul, we've had a lot of dealings, especially with our Kol Nidre. Not for now. We talked about it a long time ago, but that he's a very major scholar in Aramaic language and other things. Okay, good. There's once on page one of the Times. The Tova. We have a from Jew that's told by Ben Rona Times. That's a very good, very positive development. He discovered some ancient manuscripts that proves this, that, and I think Google can find that. It was page one. It's down in my shul. I moved to Kew Gardens Hills. There's my parents' block, on the block, 69th Road. So it was very nice to our family, as a matter of fact. Some of you may know his brother was here last, Mark. He was also from my shul. Came to the shul, I had these two brothers, each one. But okay. Baruch Hashem. Let's go one step at a time over here. One step at a time. One step at a time. Now, question is, what was the girsa of the Rambam? Because the Chasam Sofer says that the Gemara implies against the Rambam. The Gemara says, Patah v'manashana. The Rambam didn't quote everything. The Rif didn't have it totally in his girsa either. As a matter of fact, if you take a look on that Kuf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph, where our Gemara says it right before the Mishnah, the last line, about Patrasa Miloma Manishtana, look on the Oz water on the side, Lesabik Savyad, the Rashbam seemed to have left it out, the Rambam left it out, the Rif left it out. What was the case over there? It said, after the Muppet Lay Mari Lechairis, Yom Le Kasim Vidava, my boy, the Amalek, what should you do if your master frees you and gives you gold and silver? Omale Borlo Duy Le Shabuche, you got to thank him and praise him. Oh, Patrasa Le Manashtan. Pasama Boromayinu. This is left out, because he didn't have the gears. This gears over here on Kuf Tetzavim and Beis, the Rif did have this in his gears. Did have this in his gears. Chasam Sofer asked a question. So what do you mean that Omer HaKore? Why is it Ram always says Omer HaKorah. That's not the Patrasim Elamer Manishtana. Okay? Earlier he had it. Maybe it was like Tosis. Tosis learns Trat. And it's Torah in a case where he asks all the questions. Fine. Adkan with the Girsos. Now we come to the Gemara on Tav Kufta Zayin Amanav. Tana Rabbanan. Chacham b'no sho'olo. Zim eino chacham ishto sho'oloso. How do you read this? Read the Gemara. Give me an English translation. Chacham b'no sho'olo. What do you mean chacham b'no?
Son should ask. The chacham should be asked by his son.
Who's chacham? The b'no or the father or the son? How do you punctuate this? Chacham b'no. The son is a chacham. Sho'olo. The main chacham. If the son is not a chacham, it's a little strange a phrase. Ishto sho'olosa. Ah, the wife is certainly smart. Call a nashvona chachamos. Which means that the assumption is that a little kid might not have the wits about it, but every wife knows what to ask. V'imlav. What's imlav mean? I guess he has no son or no wife, or his son doesn't know, his wife doesn't know. Who sho'el liatzmo? You ask yourself. Strange. Sakrat method. Va'filu shnei tamidei chachamim shiyodin b'hilchos ha'pesach. What kind of spalas? It says the famish is a question. It's a clear question. Sholin. Okay, whatever maybe. That's the Gemara. Rabosai, what about your daughter? Why are daughters left out here? I'm fighting for daughters. My answer is she's not left out. She's included in Beno. Beno means child. Rabbi Avadya passes this way in the Chazon Avadya. He says that the daughter is included in the son. So is Yeruch HaShulchan in the same place. Imein lo ben tishal abbas. Not Meshur, but Modernisha. Imein lo bas tishalenu ishto acha yoshech HaShulchan yishalenu. Has to be that they share the tshuva. Maybe. Rabbi Avadya explains. When it comes to the matter of Moses Benechem, the Chazal is special drasha. Benechem, below Beno Sechem. Here there's no such drasha. There's no such drasha. Oh. The Maril on that same page says that his daughter asked him, Lomo Higbata Hakara. Daddy. Give me a girl's voice. Daddy, why did you pick up the car? What did he start? Avon Mayinu. And Rabbeinu Sinuch would start from Rabbi Galilo. That's the same page Kupay, in the new printing. Yes.
Several stars where every individual child or many of the
beautiful, children, beautiful.
Aruch Hashulchan is mashma that a bas is only asked if there's no bent. It's almost like a bidyevin.
All right. In our house, everyone wants whoever wants to ask, because you want to get the mishum chinuch there. You get involved them in the action. Every child wants to ask. What about mitzvah? Some don't want to ask. I'm about 12 and a half. I ask you that. It's possible. What about you have to buy mitzvah? The Rav Avadya writes in the same place that the Ika Chiyu is to a Ben Katan. A Ben Katan. The word Ben in this case, it's gender blind, son and daughter, but refers specifically to a Katan. Interestingly, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Rabosai, in Simon Tov Ayin Aleph, end of Sivkot Yud Gimel. You say, why? Tov Ayin Aleph? What? Tov Ayin Aleph? You passed that a long time ago. Take a look. Mr. Brewer's end of Sivkot Yud Gimel. Says the Ramah, V'kotn she'en o'yodeh ha'mesapn b'layla v'yitzim v'tzrayim, muta la'achilo. La'achilo what? We give him matzah on Erev Pesach. Says the Mishvura, V'ein chiluk v'ein kotel niktana. Quotes from the Magen Aram. So you see, a ktana is the same as a cotton. There's a chiva, you see it, you see it around not only for your son, but for your daughter as well. That's a Bavadja's riot. So that's the riot we're discussing. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osa. Do you see the Rambam? It's all in the Maram HaKomis. They don't finish the Maram HaKomis, by the way? Who finished the Maram HaKomis? Not really. That's very long. Okay. Take a look at Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. This you should have gotten to by now. Rambam. You should have it in the back. Is it in the back? I think so. Is it? Is Zayin Gimel in the back of the Rambam? Better be. Is it there? Yes? Is it there? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Good. Let's read the Rambam. Rambam says, Ein lo bein ishto shalosa. That's the quote to Gemara, right? So if I spoke one to Gemara, Ein lo bein, or is bein, Ein lo bein. He says, Bein is not a chacham, it's not there. Ishto shalosa. Fine. Ein lo isha. What happens then? What's the Gemara say? Ein lo isha, what does it say? What does it say? Shol yatsa. What did Rambam say? Fakert. Ein lo isha. Shol in zeh. Manashtan lai lazeh. Pidol kol kol chachamim. Hayo levado. Shol yatsma. Manashtan lai lazeh. Rambam flipped around the order of the Gemara. Isn't it halodavro? Did you notice that? He flipped the order. The Gemara, the Brisa, the order is what? Come on, help me out. Even, there's no wife, right? There's no son, there's no wife. What do you do then? Our Gemara said, you ask yourself. Even to the Milchachamim, ask each other. Rambam said, no son, no wife, what happens? Ask each other. Even Kulam Chachamim, and even Levada. The answer is, each one is a separate Chiddush. The fact that the Chachamim have to ask each other, you would say Chachamim should skip it completely. That's what the Brisa says. No. Even to Chachamim, it's the biggest Chiddush. You know, they know everything. They have to go through the question and answer anyway. There's another point, which is another Chiddush, that if you're not Talmid Chacham, you have to ask yourself. These are two major Chiddushim. And the Rambam says in both cases, he switched the order around. I guess which is a bigger Chiddush. They're two separate Chiddushim. Each one is a bigger Chiddush in its own right. To ask yourself is a big Chiddush. The Chacham have to ask is also a big Chiddush. So the Rambam said, Afilu hayu kulam chachamim. Telling you that big Chiddush. Right? The first Sholem says, that's no Chiddush. That's obvious. Sholem says, the Chiddush is Kulam Chachamim. Or Levado, Shol Asatzma. So then Raisa says, the first is Chiddush of Shol Asatzma. Then it says, go straight to Shnei Tamid Chachamim. It doesn't say Sholem says, that's found, not found in the Raisa, but it's obvious, as the Rambam puts it. Now the question becomes, what will happen, not in the Rambam, if you have a son, both sides. Ein lo bein ishto shalosa. Okay? You have no son, so your wife asks you. Okay? Your wife asks you. Question becomes like this. Why is your wife better than your friend? It says as follows. Ein lo chacham ishto shalosa. V'umlav shol yatzma. Never is found the shol in zeh. It's clear from the Rambam, ishto shalosa was superior to shol in zeh. Why? How do you know it? Why?
Because they have no mitzvah superior to the shol. They have their own chazakah, but not a mitzvah.
Well, the women.
Yeah.
You took the words out of my mouth. I told you before that the corner that a Rambam, the chiyuv to a ben, is only to a ben katan. To a ben katan. Rabbi Avadya has it, only to a ben katan. And other mefarshim have it as well. Exactly who says such a thing? It's primarily to a ben katan. Why? What's the lumdus? If you'll open up to the first Yama Menuchos Talmud Torah, he says, Noshim Avodim Tanim Petur Talmud Torah. Aval hakatan aviv chayav. Aviv chayav. Aviv chayav. Because he's potter himself. So too in our context, Rav Moshe, Rav Avadya writes, if your boy is 13, your girl is 12, that's not beno. That's chaver Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah is to teach someone who's potter. Now we understand beautifully why, according to the Rambam, is it better to tell your wife and to tell your friend. Because your friend is chayim in the full measure of Sifri Yitzias Mitzrayim, just as you're chayim in the full measure. your wife is potter from something. He went to the barichas. The Rambam only quoted five mitzvahs that that woman's chayven. What are they? Matzah, Pesach, Hakel, Simcha. Kiddush, thank you. So, he left out Sipu. So whether or not she's chayven through the back door, through the Haggadah, not Zechira, but the details. But she's potter from something. But it's better to teach, to be misaper to her, to have her ask, and tell her, rather than have somebody else ask who's chayv the same way as you are chayv. That's my pshat in the order of the Rambam. Okay? That's what I think. I think it's a gevaldik pshat. Works out very nicely. There's one remarkable line, phrase actually, which you should all jump on. What is that phrase? In the Gemara. A phrase. It's a phrase in the middle of nowhere. Come on. It's on the line which starts with the word shnei. There's a line in the word shnei which is two words which are very, very unusual.
Hilchos Pesach.
Correct. Hilchos HaPesach. Who cares about Hilchos HaPesach over here? We're talking about the secret Yitz Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with Hilchos HaPesach? So Rabbi said, if you don't mind, turn to the Rosh Siman Lamed Gimel. The Rosh Siman Lamed Gimel. Siman Lamed Gimel and the Rosh. He quotes a Tosefta. It's an our print. It's page Mem Hey, column 2, line 5. Tosefta Perigud. Chayav Adam Lasot Behilchos Pesach Uvitzias Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. What's going on? Hilchos Pesach? Why Hilchos Pesach? Where did this come from? Where did it come from? As a matter of fact, if you look at the Tosefta proper, called our Girsa, so take a look at the back. Perek Yud Halacha Ches. He has a Girsa, the way our Girsa is only Hilchos Pesach. Nothing about the secret itself. Perek Yud Halacha Ches. Chayav Adam, the last line of page Lamed Ches, in our print. Chayav Adam Lasak Behilchos HaPesach Kol HaLayla. That's it. Only Hilchos Pesach. Only Hilchos Pesach. Now, there are two changes in gears over here. The Tes. What's the Tes? Tes. The Ayin. It's Ayin. Ayin. The Sapa Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hagos Hagroha. The Gro took out Lasik Behilchos Pesach and put in what? The Sape B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. So now there are three Gersas. There's Lasik Behilchos Pesach alone, our Gersa. The Sape B'Yitzias Mitzrayim alone, the Gro's Gersa. And the Rosh Rabosai had both. Seems to have had both. Seems to have had both. Take a look in the Shiore Mincha on the bottom of our text. Over here, quotes a Bechilta Pasha's bow. Minayin Shema Haisachabura Shal Chachamim O Shal Talmidim Shal Tzrichim Lasik Behilchos Pesach Ad Chatzos. And Rabbi Kiva Ad Al Oshashach. Fine. So what do you see? You see it's a mitzvah not only to talk about your secrets in Mitzrayim, but to talk about Hilchos HaPesach. Rabbi Osai, Hilchos HaPesach. That's amazing. Amazing. Hilchos HaPesach. Wow. Why should it be? Why should it be? Why should it be? Where does it say it's on the Chumash? Rabosa, we don't make up things. Where does the Chumash say what Chayav L'Saper Hilchos HaPesach? Where? I have a Chumash. Here's a Chumash. I'll show it. Did you take the Chumash? Scan it, look at where does it say it? Where does it say a chayav lasik b'hilchos HaPesach on Pesach night? All it says is it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's right, that it does say. Bigato lebincha, zochos yom hazeh, anyone want to call it. Where does it say you have to be osek in Hilchos HaPesach? Where does it say it? Where does it say in the Chumash? So I saw in Rav Shi Pesach Frank Mikroi Kodesh, and I left it down on my table by mistake downstairs. Look it up if you want to read it tomorrow. He says it's based on the Mechilta, which derives from the end of Parshas Bo, that quotes the Psukim in Parshas Bo Aschana by the Ben Chochem. Rabbah said the three, the, remember the Arba'ah Banim? Remember them? What are they? That's not what I heard. If you look at the Chumash, it's the other order around. The first is the Rasha. If you go to Karnago, the first is the Rasha. The last is the Chacham, the Tajvah is Vaschana. And in between, there's Ena the Elisho and Tam, respectively. So the order is Rasha, Ena the Elisho, Tam, and Chacham. Right, that's the order of the Chumash. Just look at the Pesukim, you'll see it. So here, it quotes over here the Pesukim, Kishacha bincha mochel emor, mo'enos v'achukim v'mishpotim, asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu etzchem. V'yomarta avodam ha'yinu l'farbo b'mitzrayim, same as Mitzrayim, v'yachadon ha'tuya, yitna Hashem osu t'mos, v'yom v'yom v'mitzrayim l'farbo v'chom b'yitzv v'aneinu, v'san osu t'isham, al hobi yosan as lasas lanas ha'ar shal mitzvah v'oseinu, v'yitzavena Hashem lasas kol chukim ha'ela, t'okat yolam. When is this all happening? Pshuto shamikra. Has absolutely nothing to do with Pesach. Nothing to do with Pesach. This is the middle of nowhere. This is the this is, you know, after Shema Yisrael, you know, we say every single day, Hoye Kiviyacha Al Oretz, Losanasu, Kishocha Benachop, Kiviyacha Hashem. Middle of nowhere, nothing to do with Pesach. Chazal Darsh, yes, talking about the Ben Chacham and Pesach. That's not the Pshuto Shavikra at all. That's going to be the source for this din. Look at Pesach from here. That's what Rav Chi Pesach Frank suggests. This is the source. The Mechilta quotes this. And what's the Gersus Agra? Afa ta'amalo ad. I give it away. Ad. Not aim after Nachar Pesach. Aim after Nachar Pesach. Become Rabosai. Take a look. You know where that Mishnah is. I was on the Maram Makomos already, that Mishnah. The Mishnah is found on the Sech of Pesach on the very, 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 very end. On Daf Kuf Yud Tesamid Beis, and after Nachar Pesach Avikomen, and let's speculate in the original Mishnayos, the rest, the other Mishnah Kuf Chafal was a continuation of that Mishnah. So what he said, Ad means you have to learn Gantz Mishnayos talking with him, with all the Gemaras and the Rambams and everything. That's the Gra added the word Ad. Otherwise, why did they pick Aim after? There's a whole tumult in Mishnah and Farshim. The Gross Gersa solves a problem. Here the Gross, I like the Gross Gersa. Ad. You gotta tell the Chacham to hold Masech the Pesachim. Oh. Now, if you look in Rashi and Chumash, this is what, again, of two Pesach, in Parshas Re'e. Leman Tiskor. Nu. How's the Pesach go? As Yom says, Chomeret Yisrael, Nu. Kol Yemei Chayecha. Zog Rashi on that pasuk, it's in end of Parshas for A. Says Rashi, Leman Tizkor. Ayadei Achilas HaPesach VaMatzah. Oh, eat Pesach, eat Matzah. You're going to what? Remember. You're going to remember. And he jumps from Chi Pesach. V'isuch v'hilchas Pesach Matzah Maror ki'achilosa. And he says, I'm going to leave alone. What? On a simple level, Leman Tiskor means Ayadei what? Ayadei, as Rashi, he quotes the Rashi. What did Rashi say? Achilas Pesach Amat. Who's talking about learning it? Eating it, not learning it. And the Pesukim and Dvarim have nothing to do with Pesach at all on a simple level. On a simple level. Nothing. How are you going to remember? I mentioned this before Purim, I think, with you. How are you going to remember by eating Pesach Matzah Maror once a year? You remember Koyim Echayecha? Didn't I talk to you? Did we discuss this? Once you do something, you remember for a year. Shia Shikhi Yubayis Kolej, Gemara Mesef Nebrochas, and then Nebrochas El Dabava Metzia. You went through this, right? Yeah. But that's the Pshut HaShemikra. That's the Pshut HaShemikra. Right? So my Rebbe has about this in the Sefer, the Yortzeit Shirah, the second volume. He said like this. Since Achilas Pesach Matzah Maror is included in Sifri Yetzirah Mitzrayim, how do you know? Bavruzeh. The Bavruzeh B'shoshet Matzah Maror Munochel Lefonecha. That just means it's there as a prop. It's there as a visual aid. It's there to eat. So you're going to eat it. So therefore we know for a fact that eating it is part of Sifri Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Memela, again, the halachas of Pesach Matzah Maror also must be included. I don't exactly see how you know that, but that's what he said. That's what he said. Fine. Fine. In any event, the Pashim Shah, if you ask me, Rabbi Osai, that the Psukim in Beres Chanan is an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta. Although the Pshuta has nothing to do with Pimple's Pesach, he asks why you do all these mitzvahs, and we answer why we do all these mitzvahs. But an Asmachta, based on the Mechilta and the Haggadah, refers to Leil Pesach. From there itself, from the fact that they made an Asmachta on this, indicates you're required to learn Hilchos HaPesach as a Derabbanan aspect of Sibri Tzimtzum. That's the best I can do. I'd rather say it's a Derabbanan. Adka. Yes, sir.
Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Hashem Pesachim, he says that he thinks it's only in Koa Marva and the Sibri Tzimtzum that you're not actually Yotze if you only talk about the Hilchos HaPesach.
You have to have both. Okay. I thought it's a Derabbanan Degadin. That's what he asked me.
Certainly could be consistent.
Okay, good. It's interesting. Shoa Liatzel, where did it come from? The Rambam quotes it as well, right? The Rambam quotes the Gemara. Shoa Liatzel, where does it come from? If you look at the Mechilta de Rashbi, which is the source of many Rambams, he writes as follows. He writes it in three stages. If your son asks you, Ki Yishalcha Bincha, you answer. What happens if he didn't ask you? Tell him anyway. You have no son? Say it anyway. As it says, Zohar. Three chedushim in ascending order. Tadarama puts it. Mitzvah say Zohar. Right? Then he says, that's even if you have no son. That's the chiddush. That's the greatest chiddush. That's the greatest chiddush. Next, there's also a mitzvah to tell your son. And then he says, even if they didn't ask, we got to the Bincha. So the three chidush all come from the Mechilta de Rashbi are all quoted by the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, and Beis. Fine. Interesting. If you ask me, Rabbi Osai, the words we got it in Halacha Aleph, open your Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, I hope you have it, are not there to Rabbi Osai, to discuss the nature of the mitzvah of Sibri Tzimtzum. But purely to give you the date. You have no end. Rambam start off. Mitzvah says, she'll throw the stop of Benissim in the floor. She'll ask, I'll say, I'll be Mitzvah, I'll be Mitzvah, I'll be Mitzvah, she'll never. Zohar, see, I'm going to say, we'll get to that later. Uminayin, she'll be Mitzvah, she'll be Mitzvah, she'll be Mitzvah, it's nothing to do with Pesach either. Kana, she called Bechor. Zohar, see, I'm going to Pesach. So Teretz, a few psukal there, what does it say? Barbara, there. So that's only telling you the time of the mitzvah, not telling you, Rav Osai, the nature of the mitzvah. That's how I understood Halacha Aleph. The nature of the mitzvah, Rav Osai, is only found in Halacha Hey. Halacha Hey says, Dvorim Elu Kulam and Nikroam Agada, which I understood to mean Dvorim Kol Shloma Shlosha Dvorim, not Rav Chaim understood it the whole parak. So therefore, the mitzvah of Yigarta as such is found in Halacha Hey. That's what we call the Sefer on the Matzah, related to Pesach Matzah Morah. He only mentions Yigarta in Halacha Aleph just to tell you the time when the mitzvah applies. How to give you the time. Oh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Chaim is quoted by my Rebbe in the second page of his first volume on his Yorsa Shira. And it's quoted in the stencil, and Rabbi Amos Devik Amos Bracha says, Rabbi Osai, that the big difference between the mitzvah of Pesach night and every other night. Rabbi Osai, every night we have to, you didn't say the third Pasha Shema last night in Krishna? Did you or didn't you? You did?
Yeah.
Ben Zoma says, all right. Yemecha Yecha Yomim, come on, you all know this. Ko Yemecha Yecha Alelos. So, man, I'm asking you a question now. My own man is now. We already have four. Then we have the second course is five. We have the Korah is six. We have the Taz when it deals with time is seven. I'm number eight. Man is Tanor, Rabbi Osai. You make up your own man is now. Don't be limited by what I say. You make up your own man is now. Right? As many as you want. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos. Shebechol halelos anu chayavim b'zechir sitzias mitzrayim. Halayla hazeh b'sipri tzitzrayim. What's the difference? Same thing, right? So kind of the three differences. Three. It's printed. My Rebbe has it in his Yortzeit Shirim, and David Bruch has it. It's printed in the stencils. Number one, Zechira, 1 second. Right? Ani Hashem l'kayim asher tzeis from Eretz Yisrael. Done. Sipur, has to be a whole long story. Can't get away with one minute. A long, long, long story. Long story. Also, you have to give the reasons for the mitzvahs of the Laila. Right? That's exactly what Rabbi Galil Omer. In my view, these two versions of Rav Chaim Rav Osai, the first is the first part of the Haggadah, we call it Zechira, and the second is the second, which we call Haggadah. The third Chiddush of that night, Derech Sheilo Tshuva, has to do with questions and answers, even for yourself. Questions and answers, Rav Osai. Some suggest, my Rebbe has it in a footnote, and others say it in Rav Chaim's name, it's quoted in the Otzim Mefarshim. They had a fourth difference. You must say, today is the day with efforts right. You can do everything. You can have a long discussion. Derech Sheilo Tshuva, with the reasons for the mitzvah. But you don't bother saying that today is the day we went out, not Yotze. Do we say it? In the Haggadah, do we say it today is the day we went out? Is it there? It has to be there. Chaim said it's there, it has to be there. When do we say that today is the day we went out? You'll come to me with an answer tomorrow. I'm sure it's in the Haggadah somewhere, but Chaim, you have to say it. So it's quoted. This being the case, it's possible, at both sides, it's possible. My Rebbe suggested. What?
Asher Galanim.
Asher Galanim, I don't say Mitzrayim.
No, we don't say it.
No. What's the next word? It's in the Mishnah. Halayla Hazeh, we do say it. Halayla Hazeh. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we say it.
No, it's not like
action
between.
Yeah, sure. Asher, look at the text. Asher Galanim. The goal is Avosenu.
And sustained us to this day in order to be able to eat Matzah.
That's what it means?
Yeah.
Where is Asher Golano? Is it found in the Mishnah? Here it is. Asher Golano, the goal is Avosenu Mitzrayim. That stops. What's on the side? Os. Whatever is that? Hey? What's Os Hey on the side? Vigiyanu Halaylo Azer Lechel Matzah Maror. I think Yaakov is right. It doesn't mean we went out this night. It means we lived like Shachriyana Lazman Azeh. You're right. That's not it.
What about
Chol Tov Azeh? Who said what's today? Maybe we went out on Yud Dalet. Maybe we went out on Yud Gimel. Maybe we went out on Yud Beis. Megillah Nikras, Yud Dalet, Yud Beis. Maybe we went out on Al. How do you know we went out? When did we say in Al-Gol we came out today? 15th of Nisan. It has to be somewhere. The Chaim said it has to be. My Rebbe also went. It has to be. Does it have to be? Is it there? You'll look it up. You'll figure out a way. You'll read the Haggadah when you get home. In any event, Rabosai, this could be pshat in the funny Rambam, as it says, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos. Zochor es Yom HaShabbos. What's going on in this Zochor es Yom HaShabbos? Where did this come from? Where did Rambam get this idea of Zochor es Yom HaShabbos? What's going on? Right? Zochor es Yom HaShabbos? What does Shabbos have to do with the mitzvah of Sipri and Tzias Mitzrayim? What do you mean, Kamo Shenemar Zochor Es Yom HaShabbos? What do the words mean? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? So it could be, the pshat is, what we say on Shabbos, as we spoke about at the very beginning of the year, Yemekadesh Es Hayom B'dvor, that's the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Chof Tes, Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Shabbos. Mitzvahs are saying in the Torah, "Lekadesh es Yom HaShabbos B'dvarim." It's about making Shabbos a holy day. You designate today as Shabbos, and today is the day Hashem rested. So too, you're designating the day today, the 15th of Nisan, is the day when we left Mitzrayim. whatever words you use, you use. Even on Shabbat, if you read through the entire Kiddush, go through Kiddush in your head, Rambam quotes it over here. When do we say it today, Shabbos? What can I say today? Is anything? Is this statement a lie? Today's Tuesday. Let me read the following words. That's true on Tuesday also. When we say today is the day. I'm not sure what that means exactly. You have to say today is the day. Alright. If you ask me, the simple pshat in Zohar is you shouldn't think it's only belave. The Gemara is a Masech to Megillah. I mean, Gemara, we spoke about it before Purim. You might think Zohar is only belave. Tamaloma lo tishka. Lo tishka is belave. Zohar bepeh. So too over here. Shabbos is bepeh. We all know you make Kiddush. So too Zohar on Pesach night is also bepeh. That's how I understood it. Just a matter of the simplest level of all. Just a matter of bepeh. The Zohar you might have thought is only belave. That's what I would have said. Simple pshat of all. Okay. My Rebbe, who went into this whole wax eloquent there about the idea of designating Shabbos, he quoted Rashi and Chumash on that pasuk. Zohar es yom haShabbos akacho, Zohar tomid es yom haShabbos. Where Rashi says, the Ramban says, they were preparing on Sunday for Shabbos. And if they found a good piece of food, they hold on to it for Shabbos. A whole week, Hayom Rishon B'Shabbos, Shein B'Shabbos, that's what we say. So my Rebbe explained, that's the Havamina. Yochem Rosh Chodesh. What's the Havamina Rosh Chodesh? My Rebbe said, no. Same as on Shabbos. So on Sunday, we're ready to think about the next Shabbos. You might have thought, Kam Rosh Chodesh, we're required to already prepare all the, you know, and talk about the upcoming end of the Pesach. No. Here it's not so. If you look it up in that safe, that's real fun. Now, the last 8 minutes, we have to discuss one critical topic, which is going to be tomorrow's main shiur. Let's get some coming attractions. The Mishnah says, everyone knows the Mishnah by heart, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shelo Omer Shlosha Dvorim Ele B'Pesach Lo Yotzei Chavoso Ve'Lehem Pesach Matzah Umor. Question. I'm asking a double question. What does it mean Lo Yotzei Chavoso? To mean it mamish? And what is chavasa? Let's start the second question first. What is chavasa? Chavas what? Chavas what? Rashi's silent. Rashbam is silent. You have to go to the Ran to see what's how he learns Pshat. Turn to the Ran. The Ran, please, everyone turn to the Ran. The Ran. It's on page Ayin Hay or the old print Chaf Hay. Kol Shelo Omar Shlosh Shadvarim El Pes Lo Yotzei Chavoso. Kloma Lo Yotzei Dei Chavoso Koroi. Aval Lo Yotzei Chavoso Klal Lo Kamar. Ule Kavoso B'Sukkah. Im Kena Yisano Lo Kiyanta B'Sukkah Miyamecha. Lav dafka, the lohavi tamadahi, elemishim dilma asadim shuke, basa shukhano, the cholhechad lo yimshik lo sagi lo yotza, a lavadi kedamar. So certainly your Rebbe says that you are yotze. And now yotze what? Koroi. What? Yotze what? What's he talking about?
Pesach
matzah umor. Very good. The Ran says it's talking about Pesach matzah umor. Who said so? If you look up the Ran in Sukkah, on that daf, on that chavches, he says, in Ayotze, mitzvoson, plural. What is the plural? Pesach, matzah, umar.
He also says here, that's supposed to the reasons of the end.
Okay.
There are reasons given for Sibir Sibir's time here.
Where are you reading?
He says that, not dafata lo have a time on. No.
That's not a theory. But that's what Ran says. The Ran holds on both sides. Referring to Pesach Matzah Mor. The Ramban says over Farish in Melchamas Hashem Adav Beis. He's trying to give an example from other places. You read Kriyashma too early, but Yotze Chavosah. Don't take it literally. You are Yotze. And he quotes this as an example. And says, certainly you would be Yotze. The Ramban writes Beferish Pesach Matzah Umor Mikra Din without saying a word.
Why isn't it Yotze? Pesach, Matzah, Mora,
that's the same. You always say Pesach and Matzah and Mora if you say nothing. Not Karoi. Who else knows this chat? The Marsha. The Marsha, just take a quick hike just to show you a word. Kiddush Agadah to the Marsha. It's Agadah. He calls it Agadah. No, it tells you something why it's an Agadah. Call me Shalom Gimel Dram Pesach. Lo Matzinu B'Shar Mitzvahs. The boyish Shayoma Ben Al Shema, the saga of the Brach Al Mitzvah. What's wrong? I say, Alachilas Matz, Alachilas Mar. Why must I say more? You see, Klar from the Marsha, that he's understanding, Lo Yotze Chavos means Lo Yotze Chavos what? Pesach, Matzah, and Moror. That's how the Ran understood, and he's not Yotze Koroi. That's how the, that's this understanding. Does anyone disagree, Rabbi Osai? The Miri. The Rambam, the Meiri, what do they say? Lo Yotze Dei Chomos what? Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what I would say. Lo Yotze Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Osai. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what Prima Godim says. Other poskim say. Take a look at the Mishnah Brewer, Rabbi Osai. Tof Ayin Gimel, Samach Dalet. Tof Ayin Gimel, Mishnah Brewer. We were here once before. Samach Dalet. The women are chayav in mitzvah salayla uva'amiras agoda. Therefore, the woman has to come there, and she will. She walk around with Gamliel. Tichnos v'tishma. Shemi shelo amar shloshes dvarim lo loyotza. Loyotza what? The context over here is mitzvah sibri tias. That's right. Loyotza. Don't do a pesach matzah mar. Loyotza. Loyotza. And the Rambam understands, and the Mishnah understands. Loyotza. Period. It's shtikel haba atalia on both sides. It's chaza. If what it's going on Pesach Matzah Moror, the Ran and the Ramban, it means the Yotze Koroi, the Yotze the Kor Mitzvah. If, however, it's what it's referring to, see, but it's Mitzrayim. We can argue Lo Yotze, Taka Na Yotze. That's an integral part of Zibur Yitzchus Mitzrayim. The two shahs can be hard about at least to some extent. Oh. So now, I'll say our last point, the next 2 minutes, we'll discuss with you tomorrow more. How do we know this is true? Who said it's true? So the Mishnah tells us who said it's true. The Torah Kedoshah says it's true. Shenemar, let's go. Pesach al shum shenipazal avchal bochal botav simba mitzrayim. Brackets. None of them has a girsa. Shenemar v'amatem zebach pesach ul Hashem asher posach. It's clear that Tosa has a girsa. Because Tosa is printed in the Manal. Take a look. V'amatem zebach pesach ul. Pirish. V'amira. Shetzarech lomar pesach zesh anu ochlin v'yitzke shmatzumor lepesach. So you have to say this thing based on the pasuk of Ramadan zedach pesach avada. The question becomes where's this pasuk? Pasha what? Where's this pasuk? Pasha's bow. That's correct. It's in Pasha's bow. What precedes it is the Ben Rasha, the first of the sons. What precedes it? It tells you where to find it, right? It tells you where it is. No, not exactly. It tells you where to find it. It's Shmos Yud Beis Chav Zayin. The pasuk before. So Mefarshim asks, if that's the case, you only chayv if the son asked you. He didn't ask you, he didn't ask you. So if he didn't ask you, he didn't ask you. So how can we derive from this Mishnah each and every person is required to say these three things? It's only if you're prompted by the son. You weren't prompted by the son, then maybe not. That's the problem. Rebos, that's the problem. No, but only if kiyom alechem b'nechem. Otherwise, mabaros lechem. Otherwise, not. There's one more problem. I'm out of time. We'll have to stop here. I'm going to say at the end of tomorrow, we'll continue. Can you give me a Maril? That's the start of the article. Two things, okay?